Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters. We devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. I am exhausted, but joyful. I'm sure you can assume why. We'll keep you guys posted on all that very soon. I'm not going to cry. All right. Anyways, we're picking up with day two. By the way, I'm not like, don't feel pity the fact that I'm doing a devotional. Those are happy tears. So don't like, this is exciting to share and exciting to experience and feel, depth, intimacy, joy, to be comforted, all the stuff, right? So it's exciting that I'm here. We're picking up with day two of our Anxious for Nothing devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to read the Devo. The scripture is Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. And it says, "Let everyone see that you are considerate in all that you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon." The devotional is titled, "Let Your Gentleness Be Evident to All." Unchecked anxiety can unleash an Enola Gay of angry outbursts, rash accusations, and fiery retaliations against those in your path who are unfortunate to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. How many people have been wounded as a result of such unbridled stress? On the other hand, how many disasters have been averted because one person decided to be calm? It is this composure Paul's referring to when he states, "Let your gentleness be evident to all." The Greek word translates as gentleness describes a temperament that is seasoned and mature. It envisions an attitude that is fitting to the occasion, level-headed and tempered. The gentle reaction is one of steadiness, even-handedness, and fairness. Jesus promised that in this world you will have trouble in John 16:33. It is as inevitable as the sun rising on a new day and as waves crashing on the shores of a beach. But what you also need to remember is that Jesus has promised to be with you in the midst of those troubles. Before Jesus departed this earth, he said to his disciples, "Go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." In fact, throughout the Bible, God repeatedly pledged to be present with his people. He was with Abram as he traveled to a new land. He was with Hagar when she fled into the wilderness, and with Isaac when he was forced to move from place to place. He was with Joshua when he faced the Canaanites, and with David when he faced the Philistines. He was with Peter in prison, and with Paul whenever and wherever he found himself in dire circumstances. God was never watching from a distance. In fact, his very name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. He became flesh. He became sin. He defeated the grave, and he still is with us. He's still with you. Maybe you're fighting today to keep a family together. Maybe you're fighting to keep a business afloat or school from going under. How you handle that fight will reveal where your trust ultimately lies. I'm going to read that again. How you handle that fight, better said, how you handle your fight will reveal where your trust ultimately lies. If you trust in Jesus and believe he is always with you, the byproduct of releasing the control to him will be a contagious calm that surrounds your life. This calm will allow you to see how God is working in your situation, and others will notice there is something different about you. It will bring healing to your anxiety, mature your faith, and show others that God is always faithful. Anxiety management is like pulling stumps out of the ground. Some of your worries have deep root systems, and extracting them is hard work, but you don't have to do it alone. Present the challenge to your Father and ask for help. Will he solve the issue? Yes, he will. Will he solve it immediately? Maybe. Or maybe part of the test is an advanced course in patience. This much is sure, contagious calm will happen to the degree that you turn to him. There were some like bombs in there. I love that. I love the picture of anxiety management. It's like managing your anxiety is like pulling stumps out of the ground. Some of our worries compared to others have really, really deep root systems. Some things we can just move on from. You know, I'm sure we've all seen people that are just like, oh, wow, they get over a breakup really fast. But some of us maybe have abandonment issues. And a breakup can be really hard to get over. But what we also saw in the devotional is how anxiety makes us act different. And we even talked about that on yesterday. And so it's one of those things where if you are, say, in a relationship and you have anxiety about breaking up with this person, or sorry, you know, the relationship breaking up, you're going to act differently in that relationship. You're going to be acting for fullness. And that's never a recipe of what's going to lead to somewhere good, because you already have fullness thanks to the good things that Christ has already done for you. And so, yeah, I just really like that picture of when we look at our fight, and we all have a fight. I don't know what your fight is. I know what my fight is. But when you think about your fight and we think about what that fight is revealing in us, is it revealing and is a steadfast, gentle trust of God? Or is it revealing trust in something else? And that's not a call out. We all sometimes put our trust in the wrong thing. But if that's coming up, then it's exposing that. And I experienced that even with the first birth with Micah. And I had put my trust in the wrong things rather than putting my trust in the ultimate comforter. I put my trust in the comfort of things rather than the God who comforts me, you know? And so that's just a little example of use that as a great litmus test to figure out where you are with the thing that you're in a fight with. What is it revealing within your heart to know that God does offer peace from your anxiety? He does offer it. And some of our anxieties or some of our worries, some of our stresses, some of the things that keep us up late at night, some of the things that we want to self-medicate from do have deep roots, deep systems, underground things that we maybe don't even know about until we go excavating. So it may take some time to work on those things, but that doesn't mean we don't work on them. That doesn't mean that we don't open them up to God. That doesn't mean that we don't pray and seek healing and move on from these things too. So I'm going to pray this out. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your gentleness and how you help us. Even whenever we're a little rough around the edges, Lord, I just pray that you would expose the things in us where we're putting our hope in the wrong thing or putting our trust in the wrong thing. Anything but you is the wrong thing, Lord. We want to honor you with our lives. We want to worship you with our actions. We want our words to match our actions, Lord. So we pray that you'll just convict us of those things where we need a slight correction or maybe a big correction, maybe a little discipline, Lord. And we know that's not always fun, but we know it's for our own good. And Lord, we want to devote those things to you. We want to give you our burdens. We want to say, God, I have a deep root system because of this upbringing, or because of this trauma, or because of this thing. Would you help me figure it out? Would you help me remove this stump that I keep tripping over, Lord? We want to give everything to you, Lord. In your son's name we pray, amen. Amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be the same.